I could answer both of the questions in with one answer because, of course, the most memorable English language learning experience and reading experience is my terms here at HQSD, because I thought the best method to learn English is to speak and live with it, not just regarding English as some foreign language or one book. At HQSD, of course, the medium of my courses is English, and I listen. My teacher speak English, my classmates speak English. We discuss with English, in English. So I thought this is the best way to improve my English proficiency. So I thought this is the answer of the two questions.
Do you have any difficulty when using English to learn?
Of course, because we are not native speakers, this is a key distinction between us and the foreigners. And I thought the most difficulty is about the thinking in English. I mean, we can speak it, we can learn it, but thinking English is a key capability as a native speaker or a quasi-native speaker. So I thought, for me, I spent almost one term to adjust my thinking system into a new version in English. So I thought this is the most difficult task.
How do you overcome it?
What?
How do you overcome the difficulty?
Overcome it. Just to throw yourself into such an environment and do not see any Chinese characteristics. So when you forget that you are using English, I thought this is some kind of native sense. So do not look at the Chinese web pages, just look at English pages, and of course we cannot speak. We don't speak English when we are having dinners with my friends from mainland China. But just to try, and if they do not cooperate, you can keep alone yourselves in some periods, in some time. Yeah.
Do you read English books?
Yeah, of course. I'm reading one book recently, the Juicy Lam, the biography of Juicy Lam. In Chinese, it's Yellow Salon, 3000 Years. It's an incredible and amazing book, and also the bestseller in Economist ranking.
Do you have a favorite English book?
Favorite English book? Bible? Yeah, because the first English book, I read very carefully and I read for a long time is the Bible. I mean, King James version.
And do you think English will be important in your future?
What?
Do you think English will be important in your future?
Yeah, of course, international leadership always require a high proficiency of English, both English and Chinese.